The search was suspended early Monday afternoon. Arnold Skeek's sister, Amy Meets, describes how the news of her brother's disappearance reached the family.
His captain had called my dad, who I was visiting, and he was crying, very distraught, saying, "I can't find Arnold anywhere." You know, he said that at 6 o'clock in the morning, he saw Arnold sleeping in the galley. And at 10 o'clock in the morning, when everyone woke up, he was gone.
On Sunday, the Coast Guard had reported that Skeek was sleeping on deck. Monday, a spokesperson could not be reached to address the discrepancy. The Coast Guard said they started searching around 11 a.m. Authorities believe Skeek most likely fell overboard. They said the ship was likely anchored too far from shore for him to get back on his own. Meets agrees. All the signs suggest he'd gone over.
I know for a fact if he was anywhere, he would have taken his phone, if nothing else, but absolutely everything was left on board, and right then and there I knew he was gone.
Meets says her brother loved being a fisherman, and he was happy he was following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather. She says he was a generous person, never unwilling to help his family, and his disappearance is one more tragedy to add to the list.
No, our mother passed away last year, and our grandma passed away this year. It's been a rough, you know, year for us. You know, we lost our mom, our grandma, our brother was put in jail, and now Arnold's gone.
Meets says her brother was also her father's caretaker. Her father is disabled and has very fragile health. Meets says he is taking the news especially hard.
He was hyperventilating. He went into my brother's room, you know, and after that he just fell to his knees and he couldn't stop crying, and then it was hard for him to breathe.
The Coast Guard searched for Skeek for more than 26 hours. Meets says her family is grateful for everyone who helped look for her brother, including a number of local Good Samaritans. Skeek is leaving behind 5 siblings, his father, and an 8-year-old son, who Meets says is waiting for closure. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.